Layers of fabric and a sewing machine were all it took for Katie Hill and her mother Tabitha to become a team.
We really like just seeing your design come to life.
Each stitch represents their drive to serve the community and support their family.
It was a bonding experience. We spent long days fulfilling orders. We dedicated our dining room and made it into our mask-making area.
The mother-daughter duo began with the intention of selling customized t-shirts.
But then when the pandemic started, we started selling masks. And we started getting sales like crazy because everyone needed them.
Even after Katie began working at the High Springs Animal Hospital, they continued the business, D&T Custom Creations.
My mom, she is disabled, and that was her little way of doing something she loves and making it into a source of income.
Tabitha says she enjoys bonding with her daughter and doing something productive.
We basically took our talents and we tried to help the community around us.
The duo wasn't the only mask business focusing on helping the community. Esther Reynolds is on the board of directors of the Mystic Forest Foundation.
We deal with kids with cancers, families, even through COVID, families still had to go to hospitals. Kids needed face masks. There's a shortage. Nobody can get their hands on them. So I started picking up fabric and I said, okay, I could do this.
Reynolds learned how to sew for two reasons. She wanted to donate masks to children's hospitals and to sell masks to fundraise for these kids.
And they always have to have face masks wherever they go anywhere. So it's a part of their norm. For us who are not sick or going through this, this is something new for us. We're like, oh, but these families, this is their everyday life.
While her mask making began because of the pandemic, she believes she will continue gifting and selling for the children.
You get joy, you cry, you laugh. You know, they sent me little thank you notes, you know. Oh, I love my princess mask.
Reynolds sees the change in demand.
I'm still selling a few to help, you know, and all that money just goes right to the foundation. It's not as much as before, but we're still doing them.
She knows that if the demand drops too low, she will think of new products to create. 10% off turns to 25, 25% off turns to 50. Many stores and small businesses are decreasing their mask prices due to a decline in sales.
It was pretty successful, but now it's slowed down because the demand is not as high now.
Potential customers have less incentives to grow their mask collections as the pandemic begins to subside. The same goes for other businesses selling pandemic-related items, such as mask chains. This has caused many businesses to struggle. Dr. Dennis DePasquale is a lecturer at the University of Florida in the Business College, specializing in professional selling and marketing management. DePasquale says businesses have limited options, two being they can pivot or give up.
An existing business needs to say, well, we can't, our revenue model doesn't work in this current situation, what are we going to do to switch it up?
Many businesses were created because problems yield business solutions. But now, these businesses face their own problems.
You would have businesses popping up that created a solution to that particular problem. When that problem goes away, then the demand for that particular product or service is no longer going to be there.
DePasquale says that disruptions should always be expected.
What most of these businesses need to do is look at what their core competencies are. And when we say that in business, we're saying, what do these individuals do very well? Is it making creative accessories that now you've got masks? Well, pivot to some other. You've got equity. You've made some money. So now take that and leverage it into different products that are somewhat more related.
Now that the disruption is shifting, he says both small and large businesses need to take a deeper look into their missions.
They need to see where else they can add value to people's lives and how is it related to any particular type of mission that they may have. What is their mission? What is their desire? What do they want to do for people, for their customers?
For Katie and Tabitha Hill, the answer is t-shirts.
We've sold a couple during the pandemic. But it was still mainly focused on masks. But now we're just trying to go back to t-shirts and stickers and stuff like that.
It looks like an end may be near for the pandemic, but the Hills and Reynolds don't see an end to their businesses anytime soon.